What's going on, world? AJ here, bringing you yet another episode of the E1B2 Collective Podcast. And I'm going to be bringing you the third episode of Why Managers Suck. And I am driving again, but I want to make this clear. I'm going to give you folks a few different examples. First and foremost, I was motivated, inspired to generate and make content, frankly, anywhere I am on the globe, but doing anything. I was inspired by this guy by the name of Gary Vaynerchuk. You all may know him. Pretty popular guy. And years ago, I would see him make content randomly on planes and driving in the car and walking down the street. And what I realized is that whether it's in audio quality like this or whether it's in video quality, if you have a thought at any moment, it's probably a good idea, if you care about the world, if you care about your business, your people, bringing value, to just get it out in any way possible, as long as the quality is somewhat decent, as long as you can hear things clearly, as long as it excites and motivates the listener on the other side or the viewer on the other side, you should probably put that content out. So that's what I'm doing here today. This will be a very brief one, and it's going to be around letting your employees know, again, whether you have a team size of one or you lead a team of 50, letting them know if the priorities have shifted and why. And here's what I mean by that. There are different seasons within teams, and we all know that. There's different seasons within product teams. There's different seasons within sales teams. There's different seasons within teams that sit within operations, teams that sit within HR, teams that sit within security and data. Like there's different seasons when things are more busy, priorities are high, stakes are high, pressure's high. There's times where you're on cruise control. There's times where you're heading into the holidays and things are really relaxed. There's times where it feels like a little bit more of a fresh start. There's times where there's more strategic priorities on the books than typical. There's more meetings on the books than typical, whatever the case is going to be. There's seasons within every company, within every team, and within every behavior of leaders and, frankly, employees and people that are within those teams. And I bring this up because the leaders that sit within these teams, the leader at the top, they not only should be analyzing the different seasons, but communicating how these different seasons are navigating correction, how these different seasons are impacting how he's navigating decision making, or how she's navigating decision making, or how they are navigating decision making, right? Like, depending on the season of what I'm doing as a sales professional, as a podcast creator, you know, and content creator, as an entrepreneur, as an HR colleague and thought leader and supporter and strategist, depending on the season for me personally, that's going to very much dictate decisions that I make, my moods, how I interact with certain people that I'm working with and collaborating with. It's going to dictate other decisions that I may be making that are connected to that. It's going to impact and support hiring decisions, firing decisions, product decisions. It's going to impact so much. And I think when you have team members, individual contributors that sit within teams, and they're questioning why certain things are happening around them, it's because the leader is not communicating, the manager is not communicating how they are feeling about the current season, and frankly, what season it even is. Like, a lot of managers do a really horrible job of even articulating how they're feeling about the season and what freaking season it actually is. Right? Like, is this a season of growth? Is this a season of reflection? Is this a season of, hey, there's a lot of anxiety and pressure right now? What is the season? And you being a manager, it's your responsibility to articulate that season, articulate how that season makes you feel, and then inevitably figure out how that season is impacting those that are on your team. Because as a manager, let's just call it what it is. You are not necessarily doing and executing on all of the output, right? And so if you as a manager want to make sure, pardon my French, but shit's getting done and vibes are good and energy is good and people are feeling psychologically safe, then you got some work to do. And it's all about being honest, transparent, and doing reflecting yourself. I've always wanted to roll this business model out, and I never did it, and I probably could do it. We're just a small little service, little agency where a facilitator sits down with the manager one-on-one. And this is kind of really, frankly, what Beyond Brand is, but it's more like in a small team intimate setting where kind of like being a therapist to a manager and just like facilitating their mind around just how they're absorbing the company, priorities, responsibilities, their energy, their perspectives, just having an hour conversation and just getting it out and thinking through it. And then maybe even having like a transcriber write it out, right? Like the deliverable of the service would be 2-hour, you know, therapeutic type session crossing various verticals of conversation, the audio version of that, and then a nice presentation, that a document that says, hey, Sarah, here's visually everything that you were unpacking over those 2 hours. And then that manager taking that information and thinking about how they are then going to communicate that information to their people and what that information means for each person. Right? So these are things that I just, again, a lot of employees don't think about. These are things that, or not a lot of leaders rather don't think about. These are things that matter a lot to employees, and managers need to start doing things like this and tactics like this, and they need to start figuring it out. That's just the punchline. So this is another episode of Why Managers Suck. It was quick. It was brief. It was out of the box, but it was real and it was honest. And I think if we all can reflect and be honest with ourselves about the things that I said today, we can all make some change. So as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. We'll talk soon.